Hi, everyone. It's Connie. Just a quick heads up. We've launched a brand new CAP Foundation store, and it is full of fun ways to show your support for pathology, from apparel to everyday essentials. Everything in the store supports the Foundation's mission. You can find the Foundation store right on our website. Just head to foundation.cap.org to check it out. Supporting pathology has never looked so good. Thanks for shopping and for supporting the CAP Foundation.
Hey everyone, it's Joanna and Happy New Year. Welcome back to Beyond the Test, Connecting Communities Through Pathology, a podcast from the CAP Foundation. We ended 2025 with a story from Ace My Path, and we're beginning 2026 the same way, grounded in connection and impact. I'm excited to kick off season two with our executive director, Maya, who will share this year's theme and what it means for the work ahead. Maya?
Thanks, Joanna. Connection is at the heart of everything we do at the CAP Foundation. In pathology, connection takes many forms. The connection between patients and pathologists, between students and opportunity, and between innovation and access, and even between donors and the impact they make possible. Those connections are not abstract. They're personal. They are built through mentorship, training, and shared purpose, and they often span borders, systems, and moments of profound challenge. In this episode, we're sharing a story that powerfully reflects what connection in pathology truly looks like. What you're about to hear is not simply a professional journey through training and boards. It's a deeply human story shaped by war, displacement, illness, and the courage to begin again. It is about what happens when resilience meets mentorship and when talent is met with opportunity. This story reminds us of something we see again and again in our work. Pathology is never practiced in isolation. Progress in medicine, in careers, and in patient care is built through connection between people, institutions, and communities that make healing and learning and discovery possible. As you listen, we invite you to reflect on the connections that shaped your own path in pathology and the ones you are helping to create for others. Here is Through War, Cancer, and Boards, A Pathologist's Unbreakable Journey.
Hello, this is Sandra Haddad, and today I would like to share my story with you. Through War, Cancer, and Boards, A Pathologist's Unbreakable Journey. I began my pathology residency in Syria during the war. Despite the instability and danger, I pursued my training with focus and passion until the war forced me to make the most painful decision of my life. I had to leave. I left in my third year of residency, walking away not just from my program, but from my family, my friends, and the world I knew. I came to the United States alone, starting from zero. I applied for asylum, uncertain whether I would ever see my loved ones again. While adapting to a new country and preparing for the USMLE exams, I was diagnosed with bilateral breast cancer. I went through surgeries, chemotherapy, and radiation while studying and working in research to stay connected to pathology and also to keep myself distracted. It was one of the darkest chapters of my life, but I never let go of my dream. Eventually, I matched into residency at Loyola University Medical Center in Chicago. There, my journey took a new shape, one of healing, achievement, and purpose. I completed APCP training, passed both my board exams, and pursued a cytopathology fellowship at Cleveland Clinic, Ohio. Along the way, I was honored with multiple awards, including Dr. Pampuchian Award, a recognition that means the world to me. In my fourth year, I was named Resident of the Year. These honors reflect not only the effort I put in, but also the extraordinary support I received. I was fortunate to have amazing mentors and teachers, exceptional physicians and human beings who guided me with kindness and wisdom. I also had the privilege to train alongside incredible co-residents, senior residents, and fellow people who challenged me, uplifted me, and helped me grow into the physician that I am today. 2 years ago, I became a U.S. citizen after 8 years of separation from my family. This journey has been filled with sacrifice, but also with meaning. This year, I've started my first job as an attending pathologist in Florida, the job that I love the most. What helped me succeed is unyielding belief in my dream, even when the world felt like it was falling apart. Work ethic, born of necessity and nurtured by passion. The love and mentorship of people who believed in me when I was still rebuilding. And above all, the lesson that you don't get through this alone. You grow with others. What I learned is hope is a conscious decision in the most radical form of survival. And I really mean it. You can begin again, even in a new country, a new system, and a new life. Gratitude matters for the people who walk beside you when things are hard. From a war-torn hospital in Syria to battling cancer in a foreign land, from applying for asylum to earning citizenship in a beautiful, safe country, from being a patient who diagnosed with cancer to becoming a pathologist who diagnoses cancer, I built a life that felt once impossible. To every IMG walking this road, keep going. Your story matters. Your dream is still alive, and your strength, especially the kind you don't see yet, is what will carry you through. Thank you so much.
This podcast is brought to you by the CAP Foundation, dedicated to expanding access to care through pathology. A special thank you to Dr. Sandra Haddad for sharing her story. And now we want to hear yours. The CAP Foundation, in collaboration with Ace My Path, is collecting firsthand stories from international medical graduates whose journeys reflect resilience, courage, and unwavering dedication to their patients. Whether your path began in a major academic center or in a resource-limited setting, your experience carries lessons that can inspire and guide the next generation, and we want to help tell those stories. You can learn more about Ace My Path or submit your story in the show notes. To learn more about the foundation and the programs it supports, visit foundation.cap.org. You can also support us by shopping at the new foundation store, where every purchase helps advance our mission. Be sure to follow us on social media and like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss what's coming next. Until next time, my friends, I'm Joanna, and thank you for listening.